We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So nobody is surprised to hear, I'm assuming, that Disney has collapsed like a cheap hand of cards to the political correct movement in this country, because they've done it so many times. But of the millions of people that go through that park every year, a petition was put together, signed by a grand total of 20,000 people. And because of that, they're going to change Splash Mountain.
Yes.
It can't be Splash Mountain anymore with the Song of the South characters. It's got to be switched to something politically correct.
Okay.
Just baffled by it. Baffled by it. I don't know what to say or do here. I think my Disney days are over.
Mm-hmm.
My youngest is almost 13. I don't think she'd be far more interested.
Omar, just wait until your grandpa. You're going to change your mind.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. But I think that I'm not opening up my wallet and sending any more money to Disney anytime soon. I'm just not. Not that they're going to go broke because of me, but still.
I think they're okay.
My Disney days are long from over because I still love them. But I am happy that a couple of years ago when I went, when we were down in Florida, that I got to ride Splash Mountain one last time as Splash mm-hmm. Mountain.
Oh, yeah. I don't. The whole thing, the national anthem story.
Oh my gosh!
So this is not U.S. soccer, right? It's a semi-pro team. Is that the story on Fox?
Yes.
They're going to replace the national anthem with the Woody Guthrie song "This Land Is Your Land."
The team is the Tulsa Athletic.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time believing that this is going to appease or be seen as a compromise by anybody anti-patriotic.
No. Yeah. The ones that are going to kneel anyway because mm-hmm. they hate this country. And the ones that are patriots are either going to stop going to those games or, as one of my friends on Facebook suggested the other day, if they decide to ban the national anthem at sporting events and you still choose to go, somebody in the audience needs to stand up and start mm-hmm. singing.
Just start singing and let people join in.
Start singing it.
Yeah.
And I'll guarantee you the entire stadium is going to erupt in a version of the national anthem. I just believe that.
I almost feel sorry for these professional athletes because I don't believe that they all hate our country, but I do believe that there is a lot of political pressure, and being public mm-hmm. figures, they are almost going to be bullied into following suit.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, there will certainly be a lot of pressure on them if all of their teammates are jumping on the bandwagon to suddenly feel like they have to kneel.
Well, and
I mean, that seems to already be the plan. I mean, people have already said, are asking them, hey, when you play, are you going to kneel? I mean, I haven't heard anyone say no, really.
Well, and then you've got companies doing the same thing. So if you have players that are refusing to follow suit here, then you've got people like Nike pulling endorsements, which is how people make a living in that profession. So it would be a tough spot to be in.
Yeah, well, I don't think Americans are going to be about that. I just don't think that's going to go over well. And all of these are for-profit businesses. And good luck paying some spoiled, rotten athlete $10 million a year when there aren't any seats filled in your stadium, or your TV revenues are way down because people have just lost interest.
True. But
they've got to think about who their audience is.
I agree they should keep audience in mind, but advertisers are important as
gonna
well
win.
Here
mm-hmm.
and they're going to win because those are the big chunks of money.
I will never give up. Just so you understand
keep
that.
Keep fighting the fight,
they're
Mark.
Not going to win. I'm not going to let them win.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm also, I honestly expected to be traveling down a highway to Branson at some point and see a billboard for the Dixie Chicks. Because I didn't even think they were still a band. I thought during the George W. Bush administration, we kind of snuffed out that whole thing when they showed their rear ends back then. And now
I figured they were still
retirement.
Making music, just nobody ever hears it.
Yeah, they couldn't be any less relevant right now.
Well, Carl
yeah, and
Middleman,
it was a news alert yesterday. I'm like, are you kidding me? People don't even remember who they are.
Like, what the heck?
Carl Middleman said they just released a new album.
Oh.
Which nobody
still
knew
nobody
about.
Cares.
So imagine them trying to get a little bit of attention for their new album by changing
mm-hmm.
their name.
Changing the name. Okay.
Okay.
Wonder if that had anything to do with it. So we're the feminists. That there's a band out there calling themselves the Chicks.
The Chicks. It's not cool.
Yeah, the Emperor has no clothes. I'm sorry. I'm afraid we can see right through this, ladies and gentlemen. And we're not afraid to talk about it. Lots to come. Annie Fry's going to be up a little bit later. We're going to talk about this controversy in Seattle as well. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.